With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. With an early morning House vote, President Trump now has congressional approval to cancel plans to spend $9 billion on foreign aid and public broadcasting.
Democrats argue that Republican administration's animus regarding foreign aid programs would hurt America's standing in the world. Democrats also contend the GOP stance on this issue would create a vacuum for China to fill. But the White House argues the DOGE cuts would best serve the taxpayer. Officials also say these DOGE cuts would incentivize other nations to do more to address humanitarian crises.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart, House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans are pioneering a return to fiscal sanity.
We clawed back $9 billion in taxpayer funds and wasteful spending. Fraud, waste, and abuse, we've been targeting that every area. This was directed to wasteful spending in the previous State Department, of course, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and a couple of other areas. We looked at that. We thought it was a waste of taxpayer funds, and we're taking care of business.
Be it a hamburger or a steak, it's costing us more.
Experts say don't expect much relief anytime soon. According to U.S. government data, the average price of a pound of ground beef rose to $6.12 in June, up nearly 12% from a year ago. The average price of all uncooked beef steaks rose 8% to $11.49 per pound. Beef prices have been steadily rising over the past 20 years because the supply of cattle remains tight while beef remains popular, and that's not likely to change anytime soon. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Already in record territory, stock futures pointing to a higher open later this morning. Dow futures are up 49 points, while the Nasdaq futures are ahead 8 points. This is SRN News. The governor of New Hampshire vetoes some family-friendly bills.
Republican Kelly Ayotte has rejected measures that would have allowed parents to challenge pornographic books in the public schools and opt their kids out of mandatory vaccines with a religious exemption. The governor also vetoed legislation that would have kept males out of female restrooms and locker rooms and off of girls' sports teams in the schools. She also killed a bill that would have required students to learn about life in the womb. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump says he has convinced the Coca-Cola company to begin using only cane sugar in its drink instead of corn syrup. That will make things a bit easier for Orthodox Jews during Passover. The Orthodox do not eat corn during the annual celebration and so had to forego Coke or seek out bottles of the limited-run kosher version during that time. In past years, Jews would hurry to the store in hopes of finding the special sugar-sweetened Coca-Cola. This is SRN News. Texas is suing U.S. Masters Swimming, which offers clubs and events for swimmers nationwide.
The lawsuit filed Thursday takes issue with a previous policy that allowed male athletes to compete in women's races. Earlier this year, there was outrage at an event in San Antonio after a male swimmer won 5 women's events. Texas AG Ken Paxton called the policy insane and suggested the organization has cowered to radical activists. U.S. Masters Swimming has since updated its rules. A new interim policy allows biological males to race, but they're not eligible to win a medal. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
China's Ministry of State Security cracking down on the alleged smuggling of rare earths materials, and it says threatened national security, accusing foreign espionage and intelligence agencies of plotting to steal rare earths-related goods by repackaging and relabeling them. More details, SRNNews.com.